We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. And today we're going to be diving into Isaiah, the 55th chapter. We talked about some of the leadership things yesterday, but Isaiah 55 is such an awesome chapter that I wanted to walk through it with you concept by concept. So we'll do, you know, a couple of broadcasts here. We're going to get back to our concluding thoughts on leadership on next week. We've got about three passages of scriptures that I want to touch on to conclude that. But right now, if you want to turn to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, we're going to be in verse number 1. We do want to invite you out to our worship services this weekend. Tonight and tomorrow, some of our men are away at a men's conference. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. Pam Tebow is speaking for the Alternative Pregnancy Center. There, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary, and we're looking forward to that. That family does a very great deal of ministry in medical communities around the world, and so we celebrate them. We also celebrate the Alternative Pregnancy Center. It's one of the missions projects that we have at Merit Assembly of God. We want to do our part to make sure that every young lady who finds herself in a pregnant situation and doesn't know where to turn, that she turns to Jesus first. And so we want to make sure that they have all of the tools that are necessary. And so if you're not involved with them, we encourage you to do so in the very near future. In Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verse number 1, it reads, "Ho," not oh, "ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David, indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations you do not know shall run to you. And nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will pardon abundantly. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." You know, on yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about how we are confident that God has placed us in the neighborhood that he has caused us to live in. And we just the other night, I was out there. Ordinarily, it's a time that I would not be outside. I wasn't feeling just absolutely 100% perfect on Wednesday night. And so rather than running the possibility of causing kids to be sick and things like that, I made sure that all the bases were covered, and I left it in the hands of our very capable staff, and ended up having to do a little bit of work on my daughter's car unexpectedly. And just as I finished moving the car back into the driveway, there was a person walking down the street. I didn't recognize them. I saw a child that they were talking to, didn't recognize them. So I just went up and introduced myself to them and invited them to church. And, you know, that's an opportunity that I wouldn't have had I been living someplace else. And so I just want to encourage you, when God leads you, it is going to result in interaction with people that you would not normally have encountered. So let's I just share that as a practical example of what I was talking about on yesterday's broadcast. In chapter 55, it says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." I want you to know that God's invitation is open to everyone. It doesn't matter what your background, doesn't matter whether you were raised in church or you weren't raised in church, whether you have fallen away from the Lord or whether you never have fallen away from the Lord. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic background you've come from. Doesn't matter if you went to the right college, or it is open to everyone, not just to the Jewish people. It is open to Gentiles as well. It is open to people of every ethnicity, every language. And God says that there are going to be people from every tribe and nation that are going to be gathered around the throne, and there are going to be worshiping him. There are going to be people from every place that respond to his invitation, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." You know, right before we went to the air, onto the air here today, I went and I grabbed a glass of water, a little cup of water, and I drank it because nobody likes a dry preacher. Nobody especially likes a preacher who's coughing and hacking and all of that sort of stuff. So I wanted to make sure that my vocal cords were moistened, and that as I brought this message to you today, that everything was going to be saturated. And God wants you and me, everyone who is who thirsts, come to the waters. That was the invitation he gave to the woman at the well in John chapter 4. If you would have asked of me of the water, I would have given you, and you would have never thirsted again. The scripture says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." So today I want you to know that on this Friday, there's an invitation that is been extended to you by God. It is there. He is waiting for you to respond to the invitation. Several weeks ago, we received an invitation. One of my wife's second cousins was getting married. Actually, that young man was in our wedding a number of years ago. And he has since grown up in that period of time and met a young lady. And they were traveling back to Chicago. They were going to be married, and so they sent out invitations to us, and we began looking for the invitation as to where it was so that we could respond. We were out of the country on actually the day that they got married, and so we weren't able to be there, but we wanted to send something. We wanted to send a gift and let them know that we would not be there. And so we began to look for the invitation, and it happened to be right after my daughter from college, who is quite the organizer, had come home, and where the invitation had been, it no longer was. And so we spent a great deal of time looking for it and trying to respond. And finally, We found the invitation when we were able to respond, and our timing was pretty good. It got there about a week or so before the wedding. But today I want to ask you, how are you going to respond? Are you just going to pretend like you never received the invitation to come to God, or are you going to respond to it? I'm going to respond to any invitation that God has for me, because every perfect gift comes from Him. God is not going to extend to me an invitation that is going to lead to my demise or my disaster. Instead, He extends to me an invitation that is going to result in something wonderful, a blessing being added to my life. When He says, come and drink if you are thirsty, I want to come and drink because our bodies, our physical bodies are actually comprised mainly of water. So it is when God extends to us an invitation to satisfy our thirst, even in a physical sense, it is a very basic invitation. He says, it is very important for the foundation of your existence to you to respond favorably to my invitation. Well, I want you to know that there are people who are doing fine physically, but they are parched spiritually. They are parched relationally. And God extends an invitation to you and I. If we are thirsty, right now there's a personalized invitation with your name on it to come and respond to God. God does not intend for you to be a desert. One of my favorite promises in the scripture is the promise that that God says, I am going to make the desert bloom. The desert is an arid place. It is a dry place. It is a place where water is at a premium because it is so scarce. And God says, I am going to make even that place to blossom and bloom and be productive and beautiful. And so today, I want you to know that God has extended to you an invitation that if you are thirsty spiritually, if you are thirsty relationally, that if you will come to Him, He is going to satisfy every need that you have in your life. Our mission statement at Merit Assembly of God is to restore value spiritually and relationally. That's what we want to do. You've got to get that spiritual part right first. You have to. If your relationship with God is broken, it is not going to be long before that brokenness manifests itself in the horizontal relationships you have with your family or with your coworkers, those that you interact with on a daily occurrence. Brokenness in your relationship with God is going to manifest sooner or later in brokenness in your lateral relationships. So on to verse number 2, he says, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Let me read that to you again. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? The things of this world always result in dissatisfaction. Always. It doesn't matter what you had last night, if it brought you a momentary euphoria, the scripture says that today you are going to have a lust for more. It is going to be only a temporary satisfaction. It's not going to have any enduring value. That's why you can see celebrities. That's why you can see people who have tremendous financial resources. They have all of the toys that money can buy. They can go and they can do whatever they want. And yet, on the inside, there is something that is missing. And God says, why do you want to chase after things that do not satisfy? They cannot fill you up. They are never going to fill the void that you have in your life. And that's why He extends to us the invitation to come to Him, because He knows that He alone is what can satisfy and fill the void and the emptiness, the needs that we have in our life. I encourage you today, I implore you today, respond to God's invitation because he satisfies. The scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So I want to ask you to look at your life today and evaluate what your priorities are. Are the things that you have been chasing after, are they really doing it for you? Are they really bringing you the fulfillment that you thought that they would bring? I remember hearing the story several years ago about a person who was a professional football player. All their life they had played football. They ended up getting drafted into the NFL, and they ended up winning a Super Bowl, the pinnacle of success as far as the National Football League goes. Every young man's desire that played Little League football or Pee Wee football, whatever, everyone's desire was to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. As soon as they win the Super Bowl, one of the first questions that people ask is, well, what do you think your chances are of accomplishing this again next year? And what was interesting about this person's quote was, after winning their first Super Bowl, they asked, is this all there is? Is this all there is? You know, they talk about that achievement. It will change your life. It will change your life, but it will never satisfy your life. You see, there is only one person who can satisfy you. No amount of sexual relationships are going to be able to satisfy you. No amount of money is going to be able to satisfy you. All the toys in the world cannot satisfy you. My wife and I just recently went on a wonderful and glorious vacation. It was fantastic, but it's never going to be satisfying you. In fact, we were on a cruise, and the last night that we were on the ship, everybody was already lamenting, oh, it's the last night on the ship. We've got to go back to our day-to-day world. We've got to go back to reality after this. And, you know, they were talking about, hey, I've got the greatest job in the world. And yet they would say that all throughout the cruise. And then you would come to the end of the cruise and they would say, it's the last night. It's not going to satisfy. In fact, one of the employees that we talked to said, you know, this job has a shelf life. There's only a certain amount of time that you can do this. Well, I want you to know that if it was the greatest job in the world, it would not just have a shelf life where you say, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. It would be something that you'd say, man, I just can't wait to get up and do this again tomorrow. The only relationship that is going to bring satisfaction is a relationship with Jesus Christ. I ask you today to respond to his invitation for forgiveness of your sins, for salvation, and for allowing him to lead you in the paths of righteousness. Verse 2 continues and it says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Listen carefully to me and eat and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Verse number 3 says, incline your ear and come to me, hear and your soul shall live. So if we are going to respond to God's invitation, we have to listen, and we have to listen carefully. How many times have we experienced confusion and strife in an earthly relationship even because we didn't listen to all of the details? When I was in my very first youth pastorate, I ran across this test, and I'll admit to you, I failed it the first time. It said, you know, read all of the instructions very carefully and then proceed to do the test in accordance with the instructions. Well, I read that and I just started automatically answering the questions, and you get all the way down to the very last question, and it says at the very last question, if you have followed the instructions exactly as I am telling you, then all you have to do is raise your hand because there are no questions to answer on this test. And naturally, I had been answering every question, and it's like, oh, man. You know, one of the things that got Saul in trouble was Saul did not listen carefully to the instructions that he was given by the prophet Samuel. Samuel had told him exactly what to do, and when Saul engaged in the battle, he came and Samuel was walking up to him, and he says, "Hey, I have fulfilled everything that God has told me." And Samuel's response then was, "What then is the sound of the bleating of sheep that I hear in my ears?" And Saul and Samuel ended up having this discussion, and Saul still did not get the fact that he had not listened carefully. David was having the ark brought into Israel and was not doing it the way that God had instructed him, got mad at God when a friend of his died because they were not doing things in accordance with the word of God, and had to go back and look at what God said as to how to bring the ark into Jerusalem in the first place. Solomon would have spared himself a great deal of heartache had he followed the instructions that Moses gave, that every king was to hand write a copy of the Torah so that they would know what God had to say. And instead of that, Solomon ended up violating several principles of what God had told him. I want to ask you today, are you listening carefully to the voice of God? Are you listening to him? Do you have your ear inclined towards him? You know, everybody has an axis. Everyone has an inclination, a tilt that their life revolves around. There are some people who are inclined to their intellect, some people who are inclined to their money, some people are inclined to their talent and their resources. I want to ask you, how is your ear inclined? Is it inclined toward the voice of God, or is it inclined away from the voice of God? You know, sooner or later, if we ignore a voice long enough, we become tone deaf to it. If we do not listen, we eventually, it becomes just kind of background noise, or white noise, as they would call it. It's just something going on in the background. I've told the story before about going to visit my grandmother, who lived a quarter of a mile from the railroad tracks. And she would just sleep through the night because she had lived in that house for so long that she did not even hear the trains anymore. But whenever we would go to visit her, every time the train would come, it would wake us up because we didn't live anywhere near the train tracks. In the scriptures, God says that in the last days that there would be a famine, that there was a time that was coming, that there would be a famine from hearing the word of God. Instead, teachers would pile or accumulate to themselves speakers, teachers who would teach them what their ears were itching for. And I don't know about you, but I need to hear what God has to say. I want to ask you today, is your ear inclined toward hearing him, or is it just something that he's been speaking for so long that we no longer hear or recognize the distinction, the value, the quality of hearing his voice? It does not say that there would be a famine of God speaking. It said that there would be a famine of people hearing the word of God. Today, let's make sure that our ear is inclined towards God. There are two benefits there are three benefits here in verses 2 and 3 that it talks about. I want to talk about the one in the middle first. It says, "Hear, and your soul shall live." The word of God says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." I'm going to make a bold statement here, and that's simply this. If you are not listening to God, you're dying. You are dying. You are not living to the vibrancy that God would have you to live. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. One of the things that it says about Samuel is he did not let a word from the Lord fall to the ground. He treasured every word. When Jesus was teaching, it says that the people sat on the edge of their seats. They hung on every word that Jesus was saying. They recognized that there was life. When Peter and the other disciples were asked, are you going to abandon me like everybody else? He said, where else can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. We need to recognize that hearing from, listen, if we valued hearing from God as much as God would like us to, we would treat our devotional time with a great deal more respect. It would have a great deal more importance to us. If we valued hearing from God, going to church would not be a convenience. It would be something that says, you know what? I've got to get to church today so I can hear from the word of the Lord. The pastor that I grew up with, he retired from pastoring our church. He went on, pastored another church, and then he became a missionary to Hong Kong. And while he was there, the church grew from just a couple of hundred to becoming a very, very large church, numbering into the thousands. He had a businessman that came to him and he said, Pastor, I'm not going to be here next week. My company is sending me on a business trip to London. And so I'm going to be gone. And so he said, okay, well, the next Sunday came and there that man was in church. And he went up to him and he said, I thought that you told me that you weren't going to be here this week because your company was sending you on a business trip. And he said, they did. But while I was there, I realized how important it was for me to hear the word of the Lord. And so I paid out of my own pocket the expense to come all the way back so that I could hear the word of the Lord this morning. And then I will be flying back and concluding my business trip. That's how much I value hearing the word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I think that we could learn a great deal from that man. I'm not going to be able to get to the other two lessons from this today, but let's just pray that God would help us to respond to his invitation and value hearing his word. God, I pray today that you would give us ears to hear. You say in your word, let him who has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God, we recognize that you are speaking, and I pray, God, that we would value hearing your voice. Have a great weekend. We will see you here Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more.